Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why a farmer is rising for a 15-hour day, and a trucker is beginning a 5-day journey, and ADM is turning corn and wheat, soy and cocoa beans into your favorite foods. Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why so many work so long and take their job to heart. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. My thoughts as I stand in the field south of the barn and look out across the horizon. What can we expect in 2007 and what did we get done in 2006? Well, to begin, we had an election. The Democratic Party will control both House and Senate next year. That's a big switch. However, many of the Democrats that kicked out the 30 or so Republicans are as conservative as the Republicans they beat. Half of the new members can be classified as Blue Dog Democrats. And Ronald Reagan, he worked with the Blue Dogs. Not to forget, the Democrat Party has more than its share of wild-eyed liberals, though. But I think they know that if they want to win in 2008, they need to steer down the middle of the road. Although the inclination may be to pull out all the troops out of Iraq, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. Remember, the commander-in-chief is still President Bush. There's no reason to think that the new Congress won't be able to write a good farm bill. Both political parties will be falling all over each other to get credit for the energy section in the bill. And when it comes to trade, we can expect the new Congress to put the brakes on new trade agreements. That concerns me, but on the positive side, the new Congress will be tougher on countries that don't practice fair trade. South Korea's rejection of our beef with that flimsy, absurd complaint about a tiny piece of bone the size of a marble is blatant protectionism. We should close down the imports of their cars. Now, that would get their attention. And maybe, just maybe, the Democrats can fashion a compromise bill giving family businesses death tax relief. Now, they wouldn't support the Republican bill, but if they get credit for it now, they might change their mind. And with that sun rising in the east and stronger farm prices, I feel pretty good as we prepare to enter a new year. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington, D.C.